Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass. You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass. You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
They are going to rock your ass.
He put the USDA stamp on his dong.
Isachi.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Black dong.
Hoo-wee.
All right.
That's a classic.
Yeah, that is a... You know, we've got a lot of classics that we're trying to phase out for obvious reasons.
Yeah, that might be one of them right there.
Which? Black Dome.
There you go.
That one?
Followed up with Schulte with a
No, that was a don't
no,
say that.
No, that was not what that no, was. That sounded like something entirely different.
Schulte's daydreaming over there. What the hell are you guys on? I'm high on life,
I
Schulte.
I know what you're on.
Hell yeah. Well, happy Halloween, everyone. I hope you're having a nice little...
spooktacular.
Nice little trick-or-treat session. I don't know. Is anybody listening to us out there while they're trick-or-treating?
Yeah, maybe on the app.
It's already raining.
Yeah, it's raining out there now.
Listen to Dirt and Sprague when I'm walking the dog. So I'm assuming there's people out there listening to us while they're trick-or-treating with their little brat kids.
Yeah, you got to do something to... entertain yourself.
You have one of the great Halloween drops of all time. Speaking of...
Well, yeah, I just played it.
Yeah.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. Can shove that up your little pumpkin ass.
You can.
Some of my faves.
You know, as an adult, shout out to my mom. Just the work that went in every year to listening to us kids and dealing with us wanting whatever costume. Like, yes, Jordan, I will spray your hair and paint your face so you can be Dracula. Parents have it hard today.
You know what? I'm going to push back. Really? No, they don't.
They don't?
We make way too much out of the challenges of parenting. Yes, being a parent is hard. Taking your kid trick-or-treating is not. That's like...
Well, it's not fun.
Well, no, but it's also not hard. We love as parents. There's nothing that we love to do more as parents than somehow fall on the sword and then pat ourselves on the back. It's just so challenging. You just don't know what it... Yeah, I do know what it's like. And I may be the only honest parent that's like, dude, it's not that bad. Are there parts of it? Yeah, but it's not act like turning on Netflix and Bluey while you put your kid in front of it, you know, for 45 minutes or more that people do on a regular basis, or again, making sure your kid has the right Halloween costume. I've had those meltdowns. I remember my son freaking out because he was the wrong kind of ninja, right? He wanted to be like a dragon ninja, and apparently we had gotten him, I don't know, some random ninja. And I remember him having a freak out about it and being like, all right, buddy, I appreciate it, but you got two options here. No candy, or we put on the other ninja outfit and you go get it. He had a meltdown for like 5 minutes or whatever. Then we went out and got some candy and he shut up. It's just not that bad. I think we make it worse than it really. I mean, you raised, you had the stepdad role, but you saw it firsthand. Challenges, yes, but is it the hardest thing you've ever done?
Well, I didn't do anything.
He's turned it over to Nurse Nights.
Yeah, I'm just kind of around.
Yeah.
I support.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Pay bills.
Dude, 90% of parenting is just like school. Just show up. Be there. Be around and act like you give a crap. If you do that, are you going to be perfect? Learn to apologize. Learn to be like, hey, man, I did my best. Admit that you're flawed. Show up. You take your kid to Little League every now and then, and you'll be fine. You got this.
Well, we've got some big MTV news today.
Yeah, right?
Late-breaking MTV news. And for you kids, MTV used to be a real big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anymore. Although my wife watches MTV. I was about to say, I don't remember the last time I watched MTV. But that's not true, because my wife watches The Challenge, which is like some challenge, physical challenge show they have on there.
I don't know that one. Is that like the Road Rules?
Well, it's all the people from those shows, and they all are all jacked and like, you know, it's them now.
Okay.
And they pit them against each other in these competitions. I don't know. It's called MTV Challenge or something. And she likes it.
All right.
And she watches it.
I can't tell you. I don't.
And it is kind of a throwback, because some of the old, like, I used to watch MTV a lot. Like Road, yeah, like you said. Real World. I used to love the Real World. I thought Real World was a good show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Even though it wasn't.
I remember like Real World, the first one. Yeah, that was San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
And I remember the first one was, I remember the one in New York being like a big deal, like
it was
the first
a big
one.
Deal. It was the first, like, yeah. I don't know if it was the first reality show, but it was the first one that people watched. Yeah. Remember all the dating shows on MTV in the 2000s?
Yep.
Like Next and Parental Control, Date My Mom. Yeah, see, now you're getting a little after me, because I'm a little older.
My Mom. Right.
Yes, there was not only a show where you could next up to 5 dates and choose any one of them, but you could also date somebody's mother. Black Dawn. That was not me, by the way.
Teach their own.
Who was that?
Who's to say? Yeah, I remember. I remember MTV scientist Jenny McCarthy. I remember her on there. Like, I always liked the MTV Spring Break, because it was just like the summer of whores. Like Carmen Electra would be on there, and her tees were out, all being all hot. I remember all that crap.
All the kids. Yeah. So a lot of the personalities from all those old shows are still coming back and doing like physical challenges. I don't know. It's called The Challenge. Anyway, MTV has canceled Ridiculousness.
That, I don't know what they're going to do with the 19 hours of programming that thing filled. I remember once on this show, it was over in the holidays. I think we went to the MTV guide on our TV when we were on Comcast. And I think we scrolled ahead 3 straight days. And I believe it was all Ridiculousness, with the exception of, like, there would be like 1 hour a day.
Dude, they're brilliant. Okay, that show sucks.
Yes.
It's stupid. It's the one hosted by Rob Dyrdek, and it's just a bunch of dumb...
Yeah, clips.
Video clips from the internet.
Yes.
And he kind of makes the same jokes over and over. And
then they have, like, some girl on the couch.
They have a panel.
Who's like,
oh, yeah, Chanel West Coast. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really bad. Obviously, doesn't cost a lot to produce. And they figured it out, because they made 1,870 episodes of that crap.
My God.
Yeah. Dude, they could play a new episode of Ridiculousness every day for 5 years.
Yeah. When I saw that it was canceled, did it say how many years it ran?
Oh, man, it's been
14.
Yeah,
14 like, years. And I think I saw 46 seasons. So in 14 years, they filmed 46 seasons
of ridiculousness.
I saw something. He had a 336 yearly episode deal. So that's basically an episode.
Yeah.
He didn't shoot that often, but there would be almost a new episode for a full year of content.
Yeah, here's another thing. You know how much that MF-er made for that show?
Oh, I'll bet you just...
They paid him $32 million a year.
Good Lord.
To do that show.
That's the easiest money. And look...
It's unbelievable.
I haven't consumed Rob Dyrdek in a long time, but when he was on the Robin Big...
He was pretty funny.
And then the Fantasy Factory, Rob Dyrdek was awesome. He seemed legitimately like one of the coolest dudes. And I was all about it. And then I the ridiculousness thing. It was Tosh.0, but lame. Because Tosh was doing that same thing. He just was actually funny. But yeah, Dyrdek, he was always starting all these different companies and stuff. I think that dude's a really savvy business guy. He got him to pay him $32 million to stand in front of a video
year.
Wall. I wonder if Daniel Tosh is sitting around being like, "You son of a bitch!"
Dude, wait a minute. 14 years at 30. Hold on.
He probably didn't get 13 every year.
Is he a billionaire?
No,
not quite. He's worth a lot of money, I bet.
Because he's taken home 32, take home 16. No, he's probably 200 or 300.
Dude, that's almost half a billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to do that dumb show. So MTV figured it out. They're like, okay, we don't want programming. We don't want to pay for a bunch of programming. So we're going to pay one guy $30 million. He's going to host the show that we're going to run 80% of the time. And we're just going to, and it's super easy to make. So we'll just make a billion episodes. And then after 14 years, we'll fire everyone and we'll just rerun the episodes for 20 years. And it will all pencil out to...
Yeah. Probably the cheapest thing they could ever do.
Yeah, and they'll make money on it.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's how reality shows started, is because they were cheap. I think that was the whole premise behind them, is you could run an F ton of content and you didn't pay any of those people anything. Like, I saw an interview with some of the original Real World cast. Remember, because there was like... there was the one dude that went on and did a bunch of fitness stuff. He was like the really handsome guy. And he was talking... They made no money off that. Like, that was all just, like, an experiment. They paid him, like an extra on a TV set. They made, like, nothing. And I'm sure for places like that, I mean, that's got to be the cheapest content you can make.
That's so frustrating for me, though, because that's not a TV network. Like, it's literally, like, basically the equivalent of what you go on to, like, the Roku channel or, like, Tubi Free TV.
Yeah, and not just... anymore, it's not.
Well...
It used to be.
Exactly, but it was like I could go find a channel that just airs reruns of Fear Factor. That is what MTV was. So, yeah, it was a good business model, but that's not a TV network, damn it.
Well, actually, it's a really successful TV network.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'll bet you MTV at some point was thinking, how do we stay remotely relevant or whatever, like, because no one's watching music videos anymore. I mean, there's no one's tuning in to MTV to watch music videos. Go on YouTube, wherever the hell you watch them. And so, I mean, you pivot into something else. And Rob Dyrdek, I'm assuming he pitched them that idea. He had two successful MTV shows. He was really popular, and he was like, hey, I'll do this, and you only have to pay one person, and away you go.
It would seem, I mean, that does seem like it's his show.
Yeah.
But now, I wonder if he makes money, so they'll keep running it.
I'm sure.
I wonder if he keeps making money off of it.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like a syndication sort of deal. Because I'm assuming they're just going to keep running that crap.
Well, yeah.
Over and over and over and over and over and over.
And I wonder if, speaking of syndication, if anybody outside of MTV will pick it up to try to do the same damn thing. Because MTV could make a bunch of money licensing it to others, too. Who knows?
Someone said Rob Dyrdek filed for bankruptcy?
No way.
That can't be. Really?
He's an idiot, then.
No, I'm gonna look at that. Because he just always seemed like he always had his hand in... He was big in, like, the skating world, and he would always get, like, pieces of the company.
Says he's worth $50 million.
He has not filed for personal bankruptcy. His production company, Super Jacket Productions, filed for Chapter 11, actually, last month.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. Yeah, he's worth a lot of dough. He's got $50 million in the bank, man.
Yeah, I would assume. I mean, how do you... If you've been making $32
million... Well, he didn't make that the whole time.
No, but...
But still, just 1 year of $32 million a year.
Yeah. That's amazing how fast you can piss through money, though, right?
Well, rest in peace, ridiculousness.
Yeah.
I never watched you, ever.
I've seen some ridiculousness, and I...
And I probably never will.
It is one of those shows that when you watch and you just think to yourself, how?
and why, and yet it's there.
And then you look around America and the globe, and you go, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Lowest common denominator,
I get it.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Coming up next, we will get to yesterday's story that we didn't get to, and that is a real-life message in a bottle.
Yeah. I have amputee news, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
On the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Quick moving World Series game. They're in the fifth already. 3-1 Dodgers.
Nice little game here, though.
My jinx worked. As the second we said that, the Dodgers scored three runs, and even Mookie Betts got a hit.
Yeah, this is the first time. He had left, up until that point, I think they said he had left 25 batters on base in the postseason.
24.
It had not been going great for Mookie.
He got a bases-loaded single.
Scored two.
Yeah. And he got to first base, and boy, the relief on his face, yeah. It was like, I mean, he almost felt for the guy.
Can you imagine, like, you know, in the biggest moment, and you are just, you're failing at every turn, and they're moving you around the lineup, and yeah, that pressure has to just be enormous. I don't know what that's like, because I've never been that good, nor have I ever been in, like, a World Series, but...
You're a loser.
I can imagine that's what it feels like, which is always funny when fans are crapping all over a guy. Do you not think that he's taking it a little harder than you are? I promise you, no one wants Mookie Betts to hit more than Mookie Betts.
Now to the message in a bottle story. This primetime Melbourne, Australia. You ever been to Australia?
I have not. My buddy's down there right now in Perth, and he's a big Australia guy. He claims it's one of the better places in the world.
Okay. I'd like to get down there at some point in my life.
Yeah, he swears by it. It is very expensive, he says, though. Said sneaky expensive.
Messages in a bottle written by two Australian soldiers a few days into their voyage to the battlefields of France during World War I have been found more than a century later on Australia's coast. The Brown family found the Schweppes brand bottle just above the waterline at Wharton Beach in Western Australia on October 9th.
It was the last time, besides a gin and tonic, that you saw some Schweppes.
Well, the tonic, yeah.
Yeah, that's about it, right?
Tonic water.
Do they make anything else?
Schweppes, yeah, ginger ale.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. I think the green.
They also make club soda. All those.
Yeah, you're right.
All those mixers.
He's right.
Good old Schweppes.
Schweppes. Actually, their ginger ale is probably the best.
I'm a Canadian dry man myself.
Inside the clear, thick glass were cheerful letters written in pencil by Privates Malcolm Neville and William Harley, dated August 15th, 1916.
And those bottles stayed sealed? The water did not get in?
No.
And the pencil?
No. They also said that the bottle was shockingly preserved. In other words, like, usually,
yeah, the
sun
here.
And
yeah.
Everything. And all that stuff.
And so I'm guessing they just did this for S's and giggles, right? Hey, let's put this in and see what happens.
Yeah, they were out at sea. Let's read on, shall we?
I'm looking at the notes, and they are... There's no way, if you looked at those, you would think that is from 1914 or something. They look... You know, they look like modern-day notes. Nice cursive penmanship, by the way.
Yeah, Neville was 27. He was killed in action a year later. Mm. And then Harley was 37, and they said he was wounded twice but did survive the war, and he died in 1934 of cancer.
Ah. I wonder if is there any of the surviving family members that are around that...
Well, in the letter, Neville requested the bottle's finder deliver his letter to his mother in Wilkawat.
I'm guessing the mom also not around.
Pretty good guess.
Yeah.
The town is not even there. They said it's virtually a ghost town now. Harley, whose mother was dead by 1916, was happy for the finder to keep his note. Mm. Harley wrote, "May the finder be as well as we are at present." Neville wrote to his mother he was having a real good time. Food is real good so far, with the exception of one meal, which we buried at sea.
And then, is that the one that died?
He's the guy that died, yeah. He's the younger one.
Boy, I don't know if anyone has ever written going into World War I was having a great time. Not sure how familiar you are with that war, but I can assure you no one had a great time.
Well, maybe this tells us it was great.
We're looking at it all wrong. Right up until the point where I got nerve gassed to death, I was having a great time.
Neville wrote, "The ship was heaving and rolling, but we are as happy as Larry." Mm. That is a now faded Australian colloquialism, meaning very happy.
I would like to know at what point did he regret that and be like, "I'm going to write a new letter saying this sucks balls."
Deb Brown suspects the bottle didn't travel far. It likely spent more than a century ashore, buried in the sand dunes. Oh. Extensive erosion of the dunes caused by huge swells along the beach in recent months probably dislodged it, because the paper, which was wet, but the writing remained legible. And because of that, Deb Brown was able to notify both soldiers' relatives of the find.
All right, so that makes a little more sense. My mind, I had this idea of this thing roaming around the ocean for 100 years.
It said the bottle is in pristine condition. It doesn't have any growth of any barnacles on it. I believe that if it had been at sea or it had been exposed for that long, the paper would have disintegrated from the sun. We wouldn't have been able to read it.
Okay. I was going to say, it just looked amazingly preserved. So it's been sitting in a sand dune.
Harley's granddaughter, Ann Turner, said her family was absolutely stunned by the find. She said, "We just can't believe it. It really does feel like a miracle, and we do very much feel like our grandfather has reached out for us from the grave." Hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is great. I mean, for the families.
Yeah. Imagine if you heard from your, I guess that'd be your great-grandpa, right? Or your grandpa, depending on...
It'd be my great.
Yeah. Would you... Because I never knew I never knew Grandpa Sukanik, let alone great-grandpa Sukanik. I think that'd be awesome. Stumble across a note that he wrote talking about how he was digging World War I. This is great.
Yeah, Neville's great-nephew said, "Yeah, sounds like he was as though he's pretty happy to go to war."
happy as Larry.
Kind of sucks what happened to him, you know, but hey, he loved it.
Yeah, I think that was a simpler time back then, where I think everyone was a little like, everyone was, I don't think the horrors of war had really, like,
Probably didn't know what they were in for.
That's my thing. Like, now, everyone knows when you go to war, you know what it is. I think back then, you were just from some small town somewhere. I was like, I don't know, we're going to go to war. We're going to get on a ship and we're going to go over here. And
food's good.
Yeah, food's all right. And because I've seen like different accounts that even like in World War II that those guys had no idea. You know, they're getting shipped off to like Biloxi, Mississippi or whatever and just had no idea what they were in for. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, where am I at?
I am curious what they were eating because I've seen what the scraps were from the World War I times. It ain't great.
Yeah, someone said mustard gas and boiled beef. Again, we always focus on World War II. Like, if you ever watch the History Channel, it's basically just Nazi Germany and World War II. World War I, anytime I see anything on that, it's just, I don't know if there's ever been anything that bad ever again. They called it the war to end all wars, and then, of course, World War II. But it's just digging trenches for, like, months, just a couple hundred yards away from people. And you're just sitting there grinding. Anything I read about that, it just literally sounds like hell on earth. It makes the Civil War seem somewhat pleasant. You're like, oh.
Well, you're clearly not listening to Mr. Neville.
No, I am not.
He was doing great.
Did it say how he died?
No.
No.
In action.
Yeah.
Probably terrible.
Yeah. Was there a place? There was like one guy in World War I that died like a pleasant death, you know? Just, I guess maybe he just fell asleep or something, like choked on his boiled beef. It's like,
or
whoops.
You survive like the world's worst firefight and then you get hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Well, that's Final Destination ass.
Well, that was the two gals that survived the airplane crash in San Francisco only to be run over by the fire truck. That's just your time at that point, you know? Well, I was watching the. Christopher Nolan made a movie. I think it's called 1916, 1915. And it's about World War I. And there's a really powerful scene that I saw him doing an interview on. And where a guy's running across the battlefield and he trips and falls. And his hand goes through the chest of a rotting body. And he cuts his hand open, you know, on whatever. And he lifts his hands up and he sees a big open wound and obviously it went through the chest of this guy and he kind of looks at it and it's not like a super, they linger on it for a moment. He looks down, but they don't say anything or whatever. It's just him and he runs off. And Nolan says he took that time to kind of have that pause because the guy knew that he was dead. He knew that infection was going to kill him. And he said like, that was like one of those things that those soldiers would have is they would get seemingly somewhat innocent wounds, but if you were in country enough, you knew that wound wasn't going to heal. And even something like that, you just got like a bad open wound and you're like, well, it's only a matter of time. And so like, well, whether I get shot or whether I get gangrene and die, you know, you knew that you either hacking off that arm or eventually it was going to kill you.
Hey, real good food though.
Yeah. Great food. Having a great time.
Love the spread, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, kind of a cool story.
Yeah, that was cool.
I love those kinds.
In a bottle.
Yeah.
Love those.
All right. Coming up next, Souk has amputee news.
I had the amputee news that you didn't know that you needed.
Do I know who the amputee is?
No, but I guess he's a celebrity in Britain, and he's taking some flack now.
Oh, God.
At one point, he was called the bravest doctor in Britain, and now, a bit of a perv.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, apparently we have amputee news, courtesy of Jason Skukinik over
there.
This
comes to us from our brethren from across the
pond. Ain't nobody got time for that.
A 49-year-old surgeon, his name was Neil Hopper.
Oh, is he dead?
No, but he's in some trouble. He's no longer a surgeon, nor is he a free man. So he at one point was called the bravest doctor in Britain. So he is a vascular surgeon, and his specialty was amputation. See where we're going here with this. See, he was the best amputee surgeon.
Okay.
In Great Britain.
Could it be that hard?
I'm assuming.
I would say so.
Yeah, I'm guessing that there's probably something to that.
You gotta tie up some loose ends.
Yeah,
then.
You gotta make sure. You
know, a lot of connections.
You can't go all World War I and just like burn the ends of it. So he had performed thousands of amputee surgeries. He was the guy. If you needed something cut off in Britain, you went to my man Neil.
All right.
And he was viewed as the bravest because of all the things that could happen to an amputee surgeon, he had to amputee both of his legs. He gets sepsis.
He had to cut off his own legs?
No, but he had them amputated. So he gets sepsis in both of his legs, and he ends up having to cut both of his legs off. And so now
how did he do that?
Well, he got sepsis. And so both of his legs, it's just...
He had an infection?
Yeah.
Like, what is he, an idiot?
Yeah, so it's one of those things where
this is like a recent story?
Yes, this is just now, right? So imagine like it's just, people were like, oh my God, this is what you do, and now you are an amputee as well. He specializes in amputation. He has to amputate his own legs. And so he kind of becomes like a little bit of a local celebrity over there, right? He's got his little blade legs on and his cool robot legs. And he's on there talking about it. And so he kind of becomes like a little bit of a Britain celebrity. Well, there is an investigation into an extreme body modification and porn website. And so the government starts digging around in that. And it turns out that our man, Dr. Hopper here, is a big fan of amputee porn, amongst other things.
Okay.
And... Ah! He did not have sepsis. My man dipped his legs in dry ice and basically rotted off his own legs so that he would amputate them because he had a sexual fetish for amputation.
What?
So he cut off his own legs. Problem is, he defrauded multiple insurance companies to the tune of almost $750,000.
Jesus.
Got $750,000, rotted his own legs, it's insane. Cut him off for a weird sexual thing, and he has now been arrested. He has lost his medical license. He is now serving 3 years in prison for fraud and, quote, possession of extreme pornography. Wait, and he is no longer the bravest doctor in Britain.
Wait. It's a crime to have extreme pornography?
I'm guessing that it's...
But, okay, so the only thing he did wrong here was defraud. Like, you can't... The insurance fraud.
Yes.
If he did not do the insurance fraud...
The extreme porno...
Aren't we kind of... I mean, not... Mm. Are we... I mean, look, he's going to lose some clients, but... I mean, he's...
No.
He's all right.
My man put dry ice on his legs and rotted them so that he was forced to have surgery.
He belongs in a padded room with the key thrown away. Are you freaking kidding me?
I don't disagree with that, but what if a guy who belongs in a padded room with a key thrown away is a really good amputee surgeon?
Yeah, I mean, you do bring up an interesting topic. They are his legs.
Yeah, he can do whatever by the way... The porn thing,
yeah.
I would have to know how extreme.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so he just
It is an entire site dedicated to amputee porn.
Well, okay, if he's into that.
Is he taking pictures, though, of the work he's doing and turning that into pornography?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's legal, sir.
Well, it is weird.
Well, they didn't get him on that.
Well, we don't know. They did get him on possessing extreme porn.
He can be professional.
Hey, these are pictures for research purposes only.
What if you found out that your wife, God forbid, caught a case of the diabetes, had to get a leg cut off because this guy's like, no, we have to take the leg. And then we find out that this dude is getting off while sawing your wife's leg off. And then that leads into question, did your wife really need to cut her leg off or did he just want to cut the leg off? And so now they're saying they're going back and they're like, people are asking questions. No one's thrilled that they got their legs or arms sawed off by the dude that apparently is so turned on and horny by amputee porn, he was willing to cut his own legs off.
Yeah. I don't have a good retort.
So was he just hard as a diamond every time he was in the surgical room? Like, sawn through legs?
Let's go to Schulte on this one.
No, I don't want to know. It just makes me think of, I've seen stories very similar to people that are fetishizing cannibalism, and they will take pieces of themselves. It's like, what are you doing?
Well,
you are beyond insane.
Well, we talked yesterday about...
Well, yeah, they got a screw loose, but, you know...
We talked about yesterday of having, like, awkward boners, you know? I had that one on the airplane the other day. Wouldn't surgery boner be the most awkward boner that you could have? Like, what if you're, you know, because have you ever had surgery?
What do you mean, surgery?
Have you ever gone under? Have you?
Oh,
ever,
yeah.
Just waking up with one? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, when you go into the surgery, right, the anesthesiologist comes in, and they're like, okay, we're going to give you medicine in your arm, and then they put the mask over, and they say, hey, count backwards from 10 to 1, and then you're out, and you wake up. Imagine as they're putting the mask over you, and you happen to glance up, and the last thing you see is Dr. Amputee guy here, and he's just rocking a lead singer hard as a rock. You're like, whoa. And the next thing you know, you're out, and then you wake up and your leg's gone. That is not okay. That may be the most awkward boner of all time, to witness your surgeon about ready to cut into you, and that dude is diamond.
What if you popped one up on the table? The altar when you're getting married.
Oh.
Well, no.
That's expected.
It's awkward, but it's your beautiful wife, and she looks great.
But the whole audience.
Well,
is,
I understand, but at least you
looking
can
at your pants tightening.
How do you explain away? You can easily explain that away. How do you explain away amputee boner?
Yeah, you don't.
Church boner is pretty bad.
Until you look down and you realize he has no legs, and then you're like, uh-oh.
Oh, whoop, whoop.
I picked the wrong surgeon.
Yeah, church boner would probably be pretty bad.
Yeah, like the
priest guy.
The priest.
Yeah. If you're up there doing the, which is probably why they wear the big heavy robe, because it hides it real well. But if you're up there doing any sort of religious thing, and then all of a sudden, that one's pretty rough.
Well, there's a lot of them. Like, now that you think about it, like, what about a cop chasing down a perp?
Oh, that's
and he's
good.
All
yeah, the, out. Well, and the blood's flowing, right? Like, you're, you know.
Yeah, no, we get it.
Yeah, that's rough. Kids, anything involving kids.
Oh, yeah, we can't.
No.
Nope.
That's not.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Like Mr. Rogers or whatever, like Ramblin' Rod. Remember you had that kiddie show?
You can't.
That'll end a career. Good luck trying to tell someone that had nothing. You're like, hey, I just...
Talking about this will end a career.
It's incidental. And you're like, oh, sorry, man. Them the rules. You got to go.
Boy, that's a wild story.
Dog show, perhaps.
Yeah, this is actually the perfect Halloween story. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure. You can say whatever you want.
No, I can't, but...
Well, actually, you can. Just be prepared for the consequences.
That's unsuckable.
See, Sook says it. He says whatever he wants.
Imagine, you know, when they're in the, like, sucks, you're taking kinda. A little dog around the ring, you know, and you're, like, prancing, and next thing you know...
Popping one out.
Whoa. Like that Labrador, do you?
Bunch of boners on Thanksgiving Day on your TV. Because that's when the dog show is, right? Every Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's the Westminster dog show. Yeah, you don't want that. Anything, yeah, the animal one, that's the same thing. Funerals, it's bad.
Turns out there's a lot of bad places to pop one.
Yeah. Look, we've all had to hide them before. You can't explain it, you know. It's like, everyone knows, but it's, you know, trying to explain it away. It's a rough go.
Well, no one asks. Like, it's just, it's like, okay. It's understood. Yeah, you just... You avoid the topic.
Avoid eye contact, frankly.
You just see it and go, just change course, you know.
Someone's in, by the way. Awkward Boner, great band name. Yeah. Who are you going to see tonight? Awkward Boner. being a punk band.
We got to wrap it up. And we will do that next on The Fan. It being Halloween, I'm noticing, since it's the last day of the month, that you probably can't call Window Nation right now and get on their schedule, maybe until Monday. So therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you about what they have going on in November, because the October deal is over. That was 30 to 50% off the replacement windows. The more you buy, the more you save. Hey, Schultzy, do you mind turning off your mic there, big fella? I like your size, but they're kind of distracting for my hot window nations.
Maybe he was, you know, speaking of awkward windows, you know, maybe Schultz's in there, you know, the dulcet tones of window deals.
Yikes.
A little heavy breathing.
Sorry, I was counting out loud.
An erotic window spot.
All right.
So what they've got going on for November is 50% off all window styles. This is what they're calling their year-end sale. This will last through November. You can get 0% interest and zero financing. Or the financing with 0% interest for 5 full years. So replace your old or builder-grade windows with custom-built, high-quality windows from Window Nation. And the new deal beginning tomorrow, if you call them tomorrow, is 50% off all window styles, 5 years interest-free financing. So schedule your fast, free estimate meow at windownation.com or call them at 866-9D-Nation. License number OR249065.
Hey, we're rot. We're on.
Are we leaving?
What's happening?
Are we done?
Who is winning?
What is occurring? I love that drop. Where's that drop?
I don't know. What are you sucking on over there?
Oh, I went into Cooley's office and got one of his stupid mints that he... No, he's got those...
Yeah. Dude, those are the most powerful thing. He has a bowl of mints that are in wrappers, but when you walk into his office, all you can smell are those mints.
Yeah. Are they the lifesaver?
It's like the white...
The white
ones.
Ah, not a fan
of
them.
That stuff is pungent.
You can smell them 2 rooms away.
Yeah.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
No one knows.
There you go.
I think that's Warren Herzog. Oh, no, that's the Poops at Party guy, right?
Yeah.
She poops at parties.
She poops at parties.
That's a great bit. She poops at parties. Whoever that guy is.
Yeah, he's awesome. When she's a party pooper?
Germans may not be known for their comedy, but, man, the dry German wit, it's a thing. I thoroughly enjoy it. And then she's stealing the pillows. An all-time classic.
I thought we had that one, but we don't.
Well, we have so many.
All right, well...
Okay.
I'm out of here. You guys have a great weekend, okay? Enjoy Halloween. Enjoy your dance party tonight, Schultzy.
Thank you.
It's
going to
be hot.
Appreciate you, man. Be thinking about you guys not dressed up, sipping on some whiskey at home.
Yeah. I'm just going to go home, watch the end of the game.
I got hot Blazers to go to, man.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the cup.
Yeah, it is.
It starts tonight.
You can say
I went
to an NBA. You can say you were there.
I was there. Man, I can't wait.
What a special feeling. I'm jealous.
I'm all tingly.
Pretty lucky.
Sad part is I think Schultz's being serious.
No. I think he is too. All right.
Can't wait.
All right. You guys have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.